Them live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777 for a free consultation today.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News Time 849. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line this morning.
Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. It sounds like things are quite busy in several different ways here for you.
Yes. Yeah, we're always busy. Some people think that our busiest time is only cattle season, but no, we have things going 24/7.
I tell you what, we had a chance to highlight the move of the food pantry here a few weeks back, essentially from the basement to the, I think it was the former chapel space. What's been the impact of that move?
Yes, that move has been really exciting for us. It just improves the service that we provide for our clients. So it's much more accessible. It's much lighter, so the atmosphere is much better. And like you say, people can just wheel a cart right through the pantry and right out down the ramp, right out the door to their to their vehicles. So we're really pleased with it. It's by our offices, so we have an eye on it, and we're not having people mess with those stairs going up and down.
Yeah, we certainly know about those. That is a good thing. Speaking of food, Captain Haddon, I guess save the date, stamp out hunger is not too far away?
Yes, it's in May.
Okay.
So watch your mailboxes for a postcard. This year we are going to try to staple the postcard onto a sack for people to put their items in that bag and leave it for their postmaster. So it is coming up. I believe it's the second weekend in May. So watch. We'll put something on Facebook as well as, the post office notice. So, yes. And we need a lot of things in our pantry again. Some of the items we need, we don't have a variety of cereal, like dried cereal. We don't have a variety of that. We're low on canned fruits. And then, of course, we're always needing, like, baked goods, like baking, like oil or flour, shelf-stable eggs, shelf-stable milk, things like that.
What about some things that, folks would like to donate now that they probably should stay away from because they're pretty well supplied?
We have really worked down. Our pantry's been really busy. We're open 3 days a week in the afternoons, and our schedule fills up. So we still have some fruits and vegetables, but we're working at reducing that large amount. We still have some, I believe it's Top Ramen, the noodles. But other than that, we're ready to stock those shelves again.
So, yeah, be on the lookout. The Postal Service does a good job of giving us the heads up on when Stamp Out Hunger will be happening. And basically, it's all there for you. Just put your donation by your mailbox, and the postal delivery people will pick it up. And then, do you need volunteers for that day, Captain?
We do. We don't have it quite organized yet, but we do.
Okay.
I think we usually start around 10 or 11, and then work through the afternoon. It could go as late, as 5 or 6. And everything is dropped off at the local post office. Usually they're behind the post office, and then we have our Salvation Army truck there that we loaded up in, and then we have to unload all of that at the end of the day at the Salvation Army.
Okay. Sounds good. Shifting gears, you know, we're getting near the end of the time period for you know, the annual cold weather rule. So I'm assuming that you've got a fair amount of push right now for emergency rental and utility assistance here for this month and next.
Yes, and that's really critical for us. That is, we're one of the only people that do that, emergency and rental assistance at a large volume. And the funding is down this year. So we're really looking at funds to be able to provide more service for that. During the winter is critical, and there are the emergency assistant help, but in the summer with air conditioning, it gets really critical again as well. People just, that high AC bill kind of catches them off guard. But, yeah, that is really important. We're always looking at needing funds so that we can provide that service.
And talking with Captain Miley Haddon on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, KVOE, it is 8:54. Well, let's see. What about summer camp offerings, Captain Haddon?
We do. And so I don't think that people realize that we have summer camps for almost all ages of kids. And you can find that information on Facebook. We have our divisional youth has a Facebook site and it has all the events that we have for kids. So you don't have to be you don't have to attend the Salvation Army Church or the children's programs to participate in those summer camps. You just go online to Three Trails Camp and they show you what all the weeks are and the ages for those different types of camps, and you can sign your kids up for camp all summer long. Not all summer, but a couple weeks of camp anyway.
Sure.
Gotcha. And you've got a women's retreat coming up as well.
Yeah, and so we also have women's retreat. A lot of these are divisional events. That means anybody in the state of Kansas can attend, and they are held at our camp, which is in Independence near Kansas City. So yes, that one is at the beginning of May, and I'm teaching at that one, so I'm part of preparing for that camp, and like I say, we would invite anyone to go onto our Facebook sites and sign up for those events.
Outstanding. How are things going as far as you mentioned here, you know, needing financial donations for rental and utility assistance, but how about, I guess, maybe item donations for the store? How are things going there?
Mm-hmm. So we did, we were trying to make the public aware that when they drop their donations off after business hours, there's a likelihood that their donations could be stolen or they could be ruined just in the weather if it rains and they get wet. We're not able to use those donations. So we have really tried to bring community awareness to that. We've also picked up, you know, we've asked the police to kind of pick up their patrolling around the area, and they will issue a no trespassing order on people that are taking donations from us. So we highly encourage people to donate during our business hours. That way we can get those donations into our building. And again, that's critical funds that help us do our mission, which is, you know, several things. Not just the store itself, but that store supports what we do in the office as far as our case management and our food pantry and, you know, kids programs and men's and women's ministries.
All right, sounds good. Well, Captain Haddon, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here, like contact information or any different points here that we've already addressed that you wanted to fill out here with us this morning?
Yeah, so I tried to put the dates up for camp, just tag it off of our youth onto our Facebook site, and I will also try to tag the women's ministry onto that. And yeah, Facebook is not my strong suit. I'll just be honest on that. But we will try to get that critical information out, maybe obviously the food pantry drive and what needs we have in the pantry as far as food items.
Well, Captain Haddon, we appreciate your time as always, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and really quickly, we're full this week, the rest of the week. So if you want us to be part of the 8 o'clock hour, call us and we'll get you scheduled for next week's interviews. Tomorrow we'll have Shala Bennett and Amanda Gutierrez talking about Rec Commission activities. That'll be at 8:20. And then History Center Director Greg Jordan has his biweekly update around 8:40.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. It's 858.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices,